Hello and welcome along to the Property Academy podcast by Obis Partners. I'm your host, Tim Knight.
And I'm Andrew Nicholl.
And today on the show, we're talking about where are house prices bouncing back fastest. Now, it's really interesting, Andrew. We were just at an event at Eden Park on Sunday. It wasn't for the rugby.
Oh, is that what they do there?
It was there. We were at a property investment event with Steve Goody speaking along at that to about 350 investors. And just before I went on stage, I started crunching the numbers of, well, which areas are bouncing back fastest? And I was really surprised about how fast some areas really are bouncing back. The bottom of the market has completely been and gone in some parts of New Zealand, not so much in others. And the reason I was crunching them just before going on stage is we just had new data out, I think, 2 days before, so wanted to include it. And what was amazing, Andrew, is some places like Otago, house prices there have bounced back 9.7% from the bottom of the market.
So that's a lot.
They are up almost 10% from the bottom of the market. It is really quick. And if you're just looking at the Herald or Stuff for Radio New Zealand's reporting, they often just report month-to-month numbers. So you might not realise how fast some of these bounce backs are. Now, Andrew, where else in the country do you want to start looking at?
Show me Canterbury while you're down there.
Okay, so that is up. Canterbury's up about 6.8% since the bottom of the market.
Show me Wellington.
Wellington, a bit better than Canterbury, 7.5% up. The market there's been recovering for about 9 months.
That's actually quite surprising to me.
Well, the thing about Wellington is house prices have fallen quite a bit there, so there's a bit to bounce back. But some places, like the top of the South Island, so that's kind of Nelson, Marlborough, Tasman and the West Coast, property prices up there as a whole are only up 3% since the bottom of the market. So they definitely haven't been increasing as fast at the top of the South Island. And same with the Bay of Plenty. House prices up there only 2.4% over the last 9 months after the market bottomed out. So there's a bit of a mixed bag. Some places like Auckland are up 6% in 9 months, which is really, really quick growth, whereas some parts of the country aren't up much at all. Now, Andrew, does that surprise you, specifically that Otago, Wellington, Canterbury, they're doing well, but the top of the South Island and Bay of Plenty aren't?
Well, Canterbury, that's probably less of a surprise because we've considered that undervalued for a while. Wellington does surprise me quite a bit, and so does Otago, actually. But then I guess Otago is quite a large region, right? So there'll be areas that are being pulled up and then areas that are pulling down.
Yeah, that's the really important point. So if you think about it, Otago, you've got Queenstown in there. Remember, Queenstown property prices didn't fall that much at all. So if they're going up a bit, that's really going to help the average out. Dunedin City itself is actually up 9%. Dunedin is going really, really strong. But I wouldn't look at this data and think, oh my God, Otago's going really well, so I need to go buy anywhere in Otago. Yeah. Well, Otago includes Balclutha, which is a tiny little town. It includes Alexandra in central Otago.
Cromwell.
Well, Cromwell, my understanding is Cromwell's going quite well. But there will be variation across the regions. So Balclutha might not be doing so well, even though Dunedin's doing really well. So that's just, we've got to be a little bit careful about, well, what does it mean for the properties you're buying? Even if you think about somewhere like the Waikato, Waikato is a huge region. It goes all the way from Taupo all the way up to Pocono. We're talking about probably a 3 hour or so drive at least. So just be a bit careful when you're looking at regional data. But I do want to look at just how fast some of that growth really is. So Otago, as we said, up 9.7 in just 13 months, and Auckland up almost 6% in 9 months. Remember, at an average year, we kind of say Auckland's going to be 6%. And the fact that it's done it in 9 months, that is really, really quick.
I also think about the fact that this data will include all types of properties, including properties that don't go up as quickly. So apartments, for example.
Yeah, if I recrunch these numbers without the apartments in there, and maybe I should do that, that might be a better measure, you'd probably see that some of this would be a little bit faster as well. The other thing that I'm just picking up is, note how a place like Wellington has been bouncing back for 9 months and property prices are up 7.5%. So Wellington's upturn is 4 months shorter than Otago. So Otago's been bouncing back for 13 months, so it bottomed out earlier. Wellington only 9 months. So that's part of the reason that Otago property prices have bounced back more, because the upturn, the recovery, has been going on longer because Otago property prices bottomed out a little bit earlier. You know, it's the same with a place like Taranaki. Taranaki's upturn or recovery has only been going on for about the last 6 months. And the fact that property prices are up 4.4% in 6 months is really, really quick. That is almost the same speed as Otago. The only thing is that property prices bottomed out a little bit later, and so the recovery has been going on for a shorter period of time. So that's where you just, again, when you're interpreting this for your own property investment strategy, I'm not saying go buy an Otago because property prices have bounced back the most. Actually, some other region might be better for you, but it just gives you a sense of what's bouncing back, because I think some of us probably haven't cottoned on to how fast this recovery really is going on. Now, Andrew, as I've been saying, you know, all the data is well and good, but how do you actually use it?
I think actually probably if you're sitting there and you've been on the fence for a while waiting to time the market, this is the data that tells you you missed the bottom of the market. Like, you need to actually start investing now because we're in the recovery. And it's really interesting because I think there's a lot of people that are a bit skeptical about this bounce back. I know in some of the Facebook chat groups that I've been reading the comments there, people are saying, no, the property market's still going to drop another 10%. I don't think there's any truth in that whatsoever.
Yeah, I think that bottom of the market opportunity is gone, certainly in Otago. And even if you think about all of those regions I just talked about, 6 months is the shortest length of the upturn, right? So Waikato and Taranaki, those are the areas where the upturn or the recovery period has been going on for the shortest amount of time, and it's 6 months. It's quite funny as well that you're talking about people being a bit skeptical about whether property prices are recovering or whether they're going to keep going down. I've seen on YouTube quite a few comments on our videos talking about a dead cat bounce. Now, Andrew, do you know what a dead cat bounce is?
Oh, you're making me think about Monty again.
So Andrew is a real cat person.
Yes.
He loves them. You know, probably more than his partner or his daughter. So a dead cat bounces. Imagine I've got a cat here that is no longer with us. And I throw it off a building.
It's a term that's often used in
No,
stocks.
Go with me on this. Okay. So I've thrown it off the building.
Yeah, that sounds
what
like
happens?
You.
What happens?
It bounces, it comes up, and then it goes back down.
And so you can't look at the cat and say, the cat's alive again, because it bounced. So this is a terrible, terrible.
Such a bad example.
Well, it's not my thing.
I know,
it's
I know.
It's a stock market term.
I know.
I didn't come up with this. I'm not the psychopath.
And so you're the one throwing the cat, though.
Well, you've got to be careful about when you see a bump in the market, is then thinking, the market's back alive, we're going back up, the good times happen. A dead cat bounce is when prices go up a little bit and then they start falling again. And this is more of a term we hear when people are talking about stocks, because the market for shares goes up and down every single day. And in fact, throughout the whole day, right? The price of shares will go up and the price of shares will go down many, many times throughout the day. Whereas you don't see that as much in property because the data is only reported on a monthly basis. Now, generally speaking, Andrew, how long does a dead cat bounce last for?
Well, like you say, shares are a lot more volatile. So often you might see that bounce over a day or a week or maybe a couple of months, but probably no longer than a 3 month period. That would probably be considered a long bounce back. Whereas with these numbers with property, we're talking about kind of a 6 month bounce back. I think that would suggest that this is actually a recovery rather than a blip in the data.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I don't think this is a dead cat bounce. It's been going on for at least 6 months. In the case of Otago, and you can even see this little graph here, Andrew, property prices have been trending up in Otago. Wellington, they've been trending up over the last 12 months. Same with Canterbury. Some places are going a little bit more sideways, places like Bay of Plenty, places like Tasman West Coast. But in most of these regions, I mean, even if you think Otago property prices only fell 8%, now they've bounced back 9.7%. Prices are higher in Otago now than they were at the previous peak of the market, right? The market is 100% recovered in Otago as a region as a whole. Maybe not in every single specific area, but as a whole, the region is fully recovered.
Yeah, and this is where using this data is really important to kind of recognize that we're in recovery, but not necessarily make your investment decision purely on this data. So that doesn't mean people should go out there and just buy up in Otago, because it might not necessarily fit the other criteria that you might apply to making a good investment decision.
Well, especially because even if you think about something like Dunedin, property prices have bounced back 9%. That's great. The market has bounced back 9%. But if you're buying now, you didn't get that 9% bounce back.
Yeah.
You know, that bounce back or some of that bounce back, a good amount of it, has already happened. So where has the bounce back not happened yet? And where do you expect property prices to do quite well over the next 5, 10, 15 years. Because if you're investing in property, it's not like a share where you buy and sell it every day and you can buy it today, it goes up over the next week, then you sell it for more money and you've made a quick profit. That's not what happens in property because the markets are a lot slower. Plus, you've got transaction costs. If you want to sell a house, it's going to take you 2 months. You're going to have to pay a real estate agent. You're going to have to pay a lawyer. You're going to have to pay some staging fees and you might have to pay a break fee to the bank depending on what happens. So there are a lot of differences between trading shares and trading property.
So I do think this is absolutely the message that if you're thinking about investing, you're sitting on the sideline, assuming that you can afford the contributions right now, because that's the downside of investing right now. You do have to start investing if you want to get to as close to the bottom of the market as you can, because you already missed it.
I think the other main thing is this is the sort of numbers, well, these are the sort of numbers that you wouldn't actually see on a New Zealand Herald or a stuff.co.nz. You're probably not going to see reported in the main newspapers because every region bottomed out at a different time. And like, I love journalists. I work with a number of journalists, but journalists are not necessarily spreadsheet people and so may not even have access to some of this data. Right, let's wrap it up there, but please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe to the podcast. It really does help us get the message out to more people. And hey, if you are listening to this on your podcast app, whether it be Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and you want to see some of the graphs we're sharing, just Google Opus Partners YouTube. It'll be the first thing that comes up. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you hit subscribe. We release new videos every Monday and Wednesday. Thanks for listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Steve McKnight.
And I'm Andrew Nicholl.
We're going to be back again tomorrow with even more daily strategies, tactics, and insights to help you get the most out of the New Zealand property market. Until next time.